KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update that brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, the AHSTW Vikings will face the Hudson Pirates for the Class A football state championship today at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. We'll have coverage of that title tilt here on KJAN. The pregame at 12:30, kickoff at 1:30 from Cedar Falls. It's the only championship game that will feature two undefeated teams. Hudson will be playing in their second straight title game after falling to West Sioux 35-14 in last year's championship. A lot of experience returns from that Pirate team from last season, and AHSTW head coach Davis Pattee said that makes them a very tough opponent.
They're definitely a championship caliber team. I mean, that's what you'd expect when you get to this moment and play at this level. They're very good in all phases of the game, OD and special teams, and they're just well coached, and they're very aggressive and tough, aggressive kids. So there's a lot of talent. There's a lot of experienced kids that played in the championship game last year coming back. So yep, they're hungry and they're talented, and this is the kind of team that you want to earn a win against.
Well, the Pirates are led on offense by running back Christian Siris. He's rushed for 1,914 yards this season with 30 touchdowns. He had 123 yards and two scores in the Pirates' semifinal win over West Hancock. Coach Pattee said the Hudson offense is geared toward getting Siris touches.
Tough kind of spread team for the most part that focus on getting their tailback downhill. You know, they do a great job scheming to get him the football and allowing him to have some space and be able to kind of make some choices on his own with some of their zone and power schemes. He's very tough to bring down one-on-one, and he's very shifty.
The Hudson defense has been solid throughout the season as well, allowing opponents just 13.8 points per game on average. The Pirates start five down defensive linemen, and Coach Pattee said that makes them tough to deal with at the line of scrimmage.
You know, they're really good up front on defense. They put a lot of pressure on your O-line. A lot of times they're covering up every man. They'll mix up their fronts, though, and the looks they give you, it's usually not too many plays in a row where you're looking at the same thing. But I think it kind of boils down to them, wanting to pressure you up front and give you trouble with your O-line and trying to free up their middle linebacker, Ethan Fulcher.
AHSTW will counter with an offense that was firing on all cylinders in the semifinal win over Edgewood-Colesburg. Quarterback Blake Osbar was a perfect 11 of 11 with two touchdown throws to Drake Partridge in that game. Gabe Pauly continued his consistent play with a couple of touchdown runs in the semifinal win. The Vikings defense has allowed an average of just 11.7 points per game to opponents, and the defensive line provided outstanding pressure last round. Coach Pattee said it was great to get the experience of the Dome last week, and his team is really enjoying the opportunity to play again.
Well, they're still really enjoying their time together and excited to get to go up one more time and hang with their friends and play the game that they love together. So I think that's really what it's all about.
Chris Parks will have the call to that Vikings-Pirates game for you this afternoon here on KJAN. Tune in on the air, AM 1220, FM 101.1, online at KJAN.com or on the web app. Pregame again underway at 12:30, kickoff at 1:30 this afternoon. That'll be the second of three games today at the Dome. The eight-player championship starts the day at 10 o'clock this morning as Rockford faces New London, a couple of 11-1 teams. Then later on tonight, it'll be the 3A championship. Western Dubuque plays Cedar Rapids Xavier at 7. Tomorrow, the 1A, 2A, and 4A championship games set at the Dome. Well, three close losses have seen Iowa's season go from one with championship aspirations to disappointing, and the Hawkeyes look to stop that spiral this week with a visit to Illinois.
It's tough. No one's excited about what's happened, but we still got opportunities ahead of us, and you can't let one team beat you twice, one play beat you twice, and it takes a lot of mental toughness, but we got to focus and prepare our best this Saturday to beat a good Illinois team.
That's senior defensive end Parker Hesse. Sophomore offensive tackle Tristan Wirfs believes the Hawkeyes will be able to put the three-game skid behind them.
I think we're all doing pretty good. I mean, nobody's moping around. Like, we got like the 24-hour rule, We take Sunday, we watch the film, kind of learn from it, and then when we leave the building on Sunday, it's over with. You can't dwell on it.
The Hawkeyes need to find a way to fix an anemic ground game that managed only 64 yards in a 14-10 loss to Northwestern.
We just need to, continue our execution from practice out onto the game field. We feel that we've been putting together some good practices, but that needs to continue and needs to get even better. So, again, just pushing forward, pushing everybody to, raise our level of preparation even more.
We'll have that game for you Saturday, 12:30 pregame, 2:30 is kickoff. Iowa State prepares for one of the biggest games in program history when the 18th-ranked Cyclones visit 13th-rated Texas. ISU needs a win to stay in the hunt for a spot in the Big 12 title game. Junior defensive end Matt Leo.
It's a big game. It feels like my biggest game. I've been wanting this game to come, you know, as soon as it started. I saw the schedule this year, going into this week, we're just focusing on, you know, the crucial details that we need to focus on, playing our defense that we're normally used to and attacking this week.
Leo says the Longhorns present a big challenge for a Cyclone defense that's top-ranked scoring defense in the league.
A lot of other teams are coming into scheming us. We run a three-man front. A lot of teams are coming in trying to find methods that worked against us this year. But, sticking to our physical details and going into this week and attacking it how we always do.
Iowa State's been successful despite using five different quarterbacks in 2 years, and receiver Hakeem Butler says that shows how far the program has come.
I think it just shows what Coach Campbell has built here. We have a program that can thrive no matter who's at the helm and who steps in, and I think that's what we wanted from the get-go, and that's what we're becoming.
Butler says the Cyclones enjoy being in the title chase.
I think we just learned to keep fighting. You can't ever give up in this league. Anything happens, any team could lose any day, and so you never give up, just keep fighting.
Cyclones will visit Austin for that matchup Saturday night. That's a 7:00 kickoff. Well, the schedule gets much tougher for the Iowa basketball team tonight. The Hawkeyes play 13th-ranked Oregon in the 2K Empire Classic in New York City. The first game of the doubleheader will match 15th-ranked Syracuse against UConn.
If you want to play in the NCAA tournament, you have to challenge yourself, and you have to play teams on the road. You have to play them in neutral sites. What better stage than Madison Square Garden? You know, when we had the opportunity presented to us, hey, do you want to come to New York? You know, Oregon, UConn, Syracuse, absolutely. We're all in.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says with the start of Big Ten play just 2 weeks away, the Hawkeyes need to be tested.
You have to make sure that periodically you do this. You take your team to locations, you play teams that are ranked in the top 25, and you see how good you are. You try to figure things out, and it's opportunities that if, you know, we're fortunate enough to win, it enhances our resume.
Iowa center Luca Garza's return from surgery has been quicker than expected. The sophomore underwent surgery in early September to remove a 9-pound benign cyst from his abdomen, and after missing a good chunk of preseason practice, the sophomore has averaged 12.5 points in a 2-0 start.
I've just been really lucky throughout this whole process to recover as fast as I have, and I wanted to be back for the first game, and I was back for the first scrimmage 2 weeks before the first game, so it's just really blessed.
We'll have that game for you tonight here on the radio. 7:30, we're on the air with that contest. In top 25 college hoops last night, the Michigan Wolverines couldn't beat Villanova in the NCAA championship game last April, but whole different story last night. 18th-ranked Wolverines walloped the number 8 Wildcats at Villanova 73-46. Top-ranked Duke rolled to an 84-46 rout of Eastern Michigan. 9th-ranked Auburn beat Division II Mississippi College 103-52. It was a 10th-ranked Kentucky blowing out North Dakota 96-58. Also, number 11 Michigan State beat Louisiana Monroe 80-59. Clemson beat Sam Houston State 74-59. And also in the top 25, Indiana picks up a win over number 24 Marquette 96-73. The Iowa State women's basketball program and head coach Bill Fenley announced Wednesday the two prep standouts signed their letters of intent to complete the 2019 Cyclone recruiting class. Maggie McGraw, a 5'10 guard from Indianola and three-time first-team all-conference performer for Southeast Polk, signed on. Gabby McBride, a 6'2 forward from Roanoke, Texas, is a 4-year starter on her varsity high school squad. And she also has signed on with the Cyclones. And in baseball news, Jacob DeGrom and Blake Snell have become first-time winners of the Cy Young Award. DeGrom took National League honors after going 10-9 with 269 strikeouts and a Major League-leading 1.7 ERA for the Mets. The writers also like Snell, who was 21-5 with a 189 ERA and 221 strikeouts in 180 and two-thirds innings for the Rays last night as he claimed the American League Cy Young Award. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.